The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, though, it's time for this.
So confused, my heart's bruised. Was I ever loved by you? Out of reach, so far.
But ahead of her special guest appearance at the Michael Bublé concerts in Dublin and in Limerick this summer, I'm delighted to be joined by one of the UK's most influential singer-songwriters, Gabrielle. Gabrielle, you're so welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thrilled to have you with us. You have a really busy year ahead, I know, for the rest of 2026. But that's your happy place, isn't it? Performing and being on stage.
It's my mega happy place. I spent a few years away and now I'm back. I have been back for a few years now and I'm loving every minute of it. And like I said, it's like I don't want to do anything else. I would rather be doing this than actually anything else. And I feel I've really been afforded that privilege. So, yes, may I keep going because I'm loving it too much.
I mean, you've spoken before about how the fame that you found as a byproduct of what you were doing, that wasn't your ambition and you didn't feel confident to be the front person, but you ended up there. How did you deal with it? How did you find the confidence to cope with what came with being somebody who was so influential in the 90s and into the 2000s?
Oh my God, I didn't ever see myself as being influential, but I do remember thinking, oh my God, am I ready for this? Because, you know, from somebody who was always in the background and having a lazy eyelid and not seeing anybody who represented me ever out there, you know, having a career like, you know, in the music industry. So it was a bit of a weird one, but I thought I'm going to go with the flow because I love singing, I love performing. And, you know, it's one of those things that now, 3 decades on, I'm like, I can't believe I did that. Mm-hmm. And I'm having so much fun. And, you know, I always said that when I'm no longer enjoying it, I wouldn't do this. And I did take time away, you know, to spend time with my family and raising my children. And now I'm in my menopausal era too, where I could be like, oh, this is the most fun. My kids are off hand. I've got a 3-year-old grandson and I can give him back and I can just continue enjoying the rest of my life doing what I really love doing. So loving every minute and appreciating every minute that I get to be here.
It was 11 years, wasn't it? Wasn't that the break that you took, Gabrielle?
Yeah, I didn't realise it had been that long until it got mentioned when I got back. I was like, oh my God, was it that long really?
Yeah.
But, you know, I had been away. Once I came back, it didn't feel like I'd been away that long, but, you know, time flies literally.
Was it an intentional 11-year, 10-year break that you had in your mind, or were you just taking it year by year?
You know something, I was just, you know, like, you know, having kids and wanting to be there for the school plays and the, you know, the sports days and the parents' evenings, just all those things. It was important to me, and I just felt that if I blinked, the kids would all be grown up and I wouldn't have had anything to do with it. I mean, I've got a great mum who was there, you know, taking them and doing the school run, taking the school, et cetera, et cetera. But I wanted to also be a part of that. And I didn't plan on it being that long, but it's just the way that life happens sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I just feel really privileged that I was able to kind of find my way back to what I love doing and love, you know, the fact that the kids grew up and I was able to love it and enjoy it more without the worries of, you know, are they okay? Are they missing me? What am I missing? You know what I mean? All
yeah.
that stuff. And the
well,
headaches that come with it.
I'm getting teased in here today because I spent a chunk of my Saturday night looking at your videos on YouTube, which, you know, says a lot about my life at the moment. But I'm just fascinated at your perception of yourself in that time. Like what I can I tell you what I saw and the way I remember you, like you were there
right.
in the power suit. Like think about the video for Rise in the power suit at the boxing match.
My gosh, yes.
Oh my, incredible. I would not have messed with you, but you commanded respect. And I remember that from that time. I remember thinking, as I was growing up along with you, I think we're of a similar age, thinking you would not mess with that woman.
I love that perception. I mean, you know something, I was just having fun. I was going through image changes, but everything was reflective of me. And I'm really grateful that I had a label that didn't tell me how I should be dressed or how, you know, as a female, they wanted me to be perceived. It was about me being a singer-songwriter. And because I didn't have that conventional look, which I'm really pleased about now that I can represent the fact that as a woman, you don't have to look a certain way, to, you know, to kind of be successful or to do what you love doing. And I just remember thinking, I just want to wear this and I just want to do that. And I felt honored that I was able to do it. Because now, you know, when you look back, you hear the horror stories of other artists, but I guess they were, some of them are in those bands that they were put together and not knocking it, but they were under. I'm grateful that I wasn't under those kind of pressures and just normal pressures. But yeah, the idea of being in the power, I love that. I mean, come on, I was at a boxing ring and you got two serious looking fellas like at it, and you can't be wimpy in that situation.
You cannot.
You know what I mean? So and I always loved boxing, so it was lovely to be a part of that. So yeah.
But you, I mean, love that whole you talk about your confidence and who you felt you were and how you were you felt you were different, but you were strong because you had to fight a battle for the song Dreams, didn't you?
Yes, I did. And the fact that I was, you know, I mean, you know, when you start off and you're a new artist and you're going through legal problems with a song that you wrote, and then people, even your new lawyer at the time, saying, oh, why don't you forget about that song and write another one? And I had that conviction that was like, no, I'm getting rid of you and I'm going to stick with this regardless of where it takes me. You know, a few like legal battles, which I won in the end. But, you know, and I, for me, I like to think that I can represent the fact that if you believe in something, and especially if you're a creative talent, just anything you do in life, and you have a strong conviction and you're being wrong, please, if you can, take the proper route to protect yourself and to stand true for who you are and don't let anybody come and mess with you. And I know it's not easy. It's easier said than done. But if you can, and if something doesn't feel right, you walk away. If you can, you know what I mean? I was able to walk away and then get the help and fight this thing legally. And the fact that Dreams is mine, you know, I co-wrote it with someone who did the music, Tim Laws. And I'm like, no, we're here and we're testimony. And if I can do it, everyone else, as long as you can, and you've got the strength so you can fight it, because that song is why I'm still here to this day. It's a song that people, it resonated with people. It kind of hit the charts running straight in at number two, then number one, hadn't happened before, you know, as a new debut artist. And having all these little moments that, you know, recorded in history, in my history, I'm like, you know what, I was meant to do this. I was meant to, you know, stand strong. And I hope that a lot of people can have learned from that. And they're like, well, Gabs can do it. I can do it. Yes, you can.
Well, thank God that you did. It really was one to fight for. And you still enjoy performing it. I mean, sometimes you hear artists who, you know, their song that is most identifiable for them, you know, their wider audience will always go with you, oh, it's Dreams, even though I know your body of work is hugely extensive and you've so many hits. Almost every single one of your singles that you released was charting at the time. Every one of them, in fact. But do you still take pleasure from performing Dreams?
I do. Like I said, I'm aware of other artists being known for a song and then hating it, hating performing it. But for me, it's always been the direct opposite. I love that song from the get-go. And over the years, over the decades, it never grows old for me. And then seeing all the young'uns out there singing it back to me in full voice. You've got the youngsters who only probably heard about me through the Masked Singer and their parents. And then they probably looked at the videos. Their parents have kind of said, yeah, this is what she did. And they're singing it too. So I love the fact that because of that song, it's given me the career that I have now. And I truly believe that. And then with the fact that I'm still here, I think the Masked Singer did a lot of that. And then people resonating with the songs that I actually wrote. It's like, you know something? Forever grateful and love singing that song. Love it. And I can't imagine ever doing a show and not singing it. So, you know, for all the people who love that song, whenever you come to a show that which I'm singing at, know you're going to hear that song.
Well, Gabrielle, it's been a great pleasure to talk to you. And we're very excited that you're going to be here in Ireland with Michael Bublé on Saturday, the 27th of June at Malahide Castle in Dublin. And also the next day, Sunday, the 28th of June at Thomond Park Stadium in Limerick. That's Gabrielle, who will be performing with Michael Bublé in the summer.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.